Clarity Benefit Solutions presents the podcast, Fatal Benefits, The Clarity Claire Murder Mystery. Episode 2, Let's Dance. The hospital's automatic doors slide open, and I step into the crisp October air, still feeling unsteady on my feet. It's been a month since the accident, and this follow-up checkup was supposed to reassure me. I clutch the doctor's note reminding me to take it easy and avoid work stress for a while. But there's no way I'm missing the annual Halloween company party tonight. Not after everything that's happened. This year, they decided to move the party up to early October because of the busy open enrollment season ahead. It's not the first time they've done this to accommodate work demands, but the timing feels stranger, considering I was just in the hospital. Part of me wonders if that's why I need to be there, to piece together what I can about the mysterious attack. Detective Arnold didn't seem thrilled when I mentioned my plans, but he knew I wouldn't back down. He warned.
Just be careful, Ms. Claire. And if you remember anything new, reach out right away.
As I step into the transformed office space, I'm greeted by our yearly Halloween bash's familiar sights and sounds. Fake cobwebs drape the cubicle walls, plastic skeletons dangle from the ceiling, and orange and black streamers flutter in every corner. Costumed coworkers mingle by the punch bowl while others dance under the dim, flickering lights. It's all so familiar, yet unease lingers beneath the surface. I keep my eyes peeled, making mental notes of who's in attendance and overhearing snippets of oddly relevant conversations. HR is dealing with a mess of benefits issues right now. Something about COBRA coverage being denied for no reason. Didn't someone say our competitor experienced a breach a while ago? I mentally file away each comment, searching for a connection to the emails and the attack. Then I spot Cyrus, our HR director, dressed in a ridiculous vampire costume, chatting with a coworker. I approach him, hoping he might shed some light on what's happening.
Claire, glad to see you're back,
he exclaims, his plastic fangs making his speech awkward.
I'm surprised you're not in costume. Or maybe you are. Clarity Claire, right?
He chuckles, clearly amused by his own joke.
How are you feeling?
Better, I say, unamused. Nice of him to find time for costume shopping, but not for checking urgent emails. Actually, I wanted to ask you something. A while ago, I forwarded some strange emails to HR. Did you ever hear back on those? Cyrus's brow furrows and he takes a sip of his drink.
You know, I didn't see any follow-up. We've been swamped with open enrollment prep. But I heard that some people thought they were just prank emails.
Prank emails? I echo. They felt a bit too personal for that. And now I'm seeing that my own benefits account has been flagged. Something about a change in a qualifying event. Cyrus glances around, lowering his voice.
That's unusual. I did hear some rumblings about benefits account issues, but nothing specific. It could be worth checking with compliance. Apparently, there have been a lot of manual overrides for account reviews lately.
Compliance. I make a mental note to follow up. As I step away, I notice a figure in a mask and cloak standing by the back exit, staring directly at me. The way they're watching me is unnerving. I take a step toward them, but they turn and slip out the door. I rush after them, bursting through the exit into the parking deck. I scan the area, but they've vanished into the darkness. As I return to go inside, I spot something lying on the ground, an envelope with my name written on the top, with the most peculiar handwriting. My pulse is racing. Inside is a single typed note. You're closer than you think. P.S. No one would notice if you leave, except maybe Benny. A chill runs down my spine as I think back on the encrypted emails. How would they even know I walk Benny to the local coffee shop on Lincoln Avenue? Whoever is behind this knows far more than they should. I head back into the noisy, crowded party, my mind racing with questions. The masked figure could still be inside, blending in with my coworkers. If that's true, then I'm dancing alongside my enemy. This concludes the second episode. Please check back next month to listen for clues on the next episode.